So hi and welcome to the Only Movie Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas.
And if you thought last week was odd, We did two.
So we did twice the podcast in half the time. 40 minutes it was.
You know what? I think for that essentially means that our listeners should pay us four times what they usually pay us.
I think that's how numbers work.
They should pay us $0, and four times zero is $0.
No, that is four times zero. That would be 40,000.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just know that your credit cards have been taxed.
I don't know who taught you numbers. But four zeros is 10, right?
Yeah,
10 to 90,000.
Yeah,
anywhere between 10 and 90,000 is fine.
So when you see that charge on your credit card, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
You have made a charitable donation to the Damien Loves Podcasts charity. And it's donated.
Oh my goodness, you're so bad at this.
He's
doing it. Beth, you want to try that again?
I feel like if I try again, it'll be even weirder.
Yep.
Like, I don't even know how to do it right.
No, a second take.
Okay. So, since clearly we're not talking about movies today, the Premier League happened. Because
I saw Fury.
You saw Fury?
Talk about
Fury. Okay, I saw Fury too. And so did Andrew.
Like Fury. He's not liking Fury.
Are you liking Fury?
I like Fury.
Ah, okay.
Did you like the moment in Fury when World War II figured out space rifles? I found it funny because all of the gunshots, like if you were from the US, it was green.
No, I think it was the opposite. Wasn't it if you were German, it was green?
Yeah, I think Germany was greenish blue or whatever the colors. And America
was
red.
Yeah.
Every fifth round is a choice, sure, guys. It should be lasers, aren't you? That looks like a laser.
All they needed to do was change the sound effects to pew, pew.
Someone is going to do that for one of the trailers. Just insert the Star Wars rifle sound.
Star Wars is the year after, right? It's not next year.
Yeah, I think it's 16. I think it's 16.
Or is it Christmas 15?
Maybe. You never know.
I can't remember.
I hope it's never.
I know Batman is 16.
No, wait, hold on.
Superman.
Didn't we just watch Batman
in a tank? Yes, Batman was in a tank. Every movie is a Batman movie, guys. Mm-hmm. But the official Batman movie.
Mm-hmm. You mean the official Superman?
Yeah.
The official Superman movie.
Yeah, but
where Batman makes a cameo appearance.
Yeah.
But let's just make this official. Fury wasn't that great. It was okay.
Yeah, it's a war movie.
Yeah.
I like it as much as I like most war movies.
Like, I hear you. But I think we did actually come here with an agenda. I hope we did. Andrew, do you have an agenda? Is
I
it
have
written
an
down?
Agenda.
Are there lists?
There are lists.
Okay.
I review an underground list.
But before we get to that, around 4 weeks ago, Damien kicked us off on this required viewing list that he feels Douglas and I have been neglecting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because you have.
And
it's
Damien,
not a feeling. You have been neglecting.
And Damien being the supreme overlord of film canon and all of these things that he holds in such high regard.
That is my official title, but I don't like to use it.
Well, we can put it out now. Is it fine to me?
I prefer to be called Movie Czar.
Movie Czar. All right. Movie Czar, Damien. We saw the rest of the Three Colors trilogy. Cue there that you are going to take over there.
And I
left it open and there we broke.
Thought you were going to say the name of the movies and continue.
We watched the rest of the Three Colors trilogy, that being white and red.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these three movies are now the only movies I've seen of Krzysztof Kieslowski. I know you.
Double life over.
I skipped that week.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
and don't worry. This is the kind of thing that will make me watch the Double Life of Ring being the next on the list. But Damien,
yes.
Last time around, you forced us to talk first. I'm going to break
mm-hmm.
that rule and force you to kick it off.
Mm-hmm.
You have been talking about these movies for a very long time.
Yes.
And like movies like these, I'm sure you've seen them a billion times by now.
Too many
times. I'm sure if we pull up your XBMC, we'd see a ridiculous number.
It's been annoying family members.
What is it about these movies, all three together, mm-hmm. now that we're here, all three of us? No. It's like one after another.
Are you drunk?
It makes the days where I'm on point that much more special.
That is true. It's true.
That makes you come back to them so often.
I think because they're not typical French movies. They don't feel like a lot of the French movies I've seen. They feel kind of, I mean, I don't like saying this because people are going to take this the wrong way, especially Douglas. But they feel more Korean than they do French. There's a lot of twisted nonsense happening. It is easy for me to find myself invested in what is happening, and it's easy for me to put myself in the place of whoever the protagonist is. And every time I watch them, I try and pick out the points where I go, yeah, I can see where I do that, or I go, that seems a little bit too ridiculous. But what I enjoy most about the trilogy is I enjoy the progression of the movies. Blue is the one that I love the most because it is the one that is the most drab. They're not trying to tell a happy story. It is just, this happened, she's bitter, and just allow her to be bitter. And she's a cool person. She's absolutely a person that I can see myself being. In White, the protagonist he's a joke. He's a clown. He doesn't have, let's say, the most amount of sense. That is how it starts. And then by the time the movie ends, you go, okay, I can see, like, the steps he's taken to achieve what he wants. You couldn't see the person at the start of the movie achieving any of that. The person that he becomes at the end, you go, I'd love to be that person. I don't know who he was at the start, but it's impressive to know that if you work hard enough and you stay dedicated, you can get to the person at the end. And then in the third movie, and this is probably why I will go on to hate Verne forever. The third movie, Red, I feel is the weakest of the three, but it provides a good wrap-up, I think, for the entire trilogy. It is the one where there's not so much maneuvering and manipulating everybody. There's a judge who, for whatever reason, he's lost his mind or whatever it is spying on his neighbors through magic frequency technology. And then there's this young girl that happens to hit his dog, and then the two of them form this kind of relationship. And they move through, it's not a romantic relationship. She detests him for what he's doing and not liking dogs, which I can understand that. And he sees her as young and naive, and both of them form this partnership. And you see, you know, her push, and you see him push against her, and by the end, both of them can kind of see where the other is coming from, and they kind of learn from each other. And then the movie gives you one final scene to wrap up where you see characters from all the three movies in that final shot. And the reason I still love 3 is because I love the camera work in 3 the most. There's a lot of just, like, they don't, for the time, you can see that he would have taken, because these movies were in the 90s. In the 90s, you didn't see, like, camera work like that a lot. There's one shot in particular where he's telling a story inside the theater, and he's saying, you know, something started from the top, and it goes all the way down to the bottom. And you see where the camera is up above them, and it falls all the way down below them. And you go, like, that is not consequential to what he's saying. But that amount of planning in order for, like, a line of dialogue that doesn't really it's not pivotal to the how the movie is. And you, that's a lot of work for kind of no reason, but I enjoy that. And just seeing myself in bits and pieces of all these movies, watching them, like the acting in all of them are superb. And there's nothing bombastic about any of these movies. I think that is why I enjoy watching. If you are laughing at a bombastic joke, I'm going to slap you in the face. Cannot believe this is happening.
I didn't know I was laughing. He's but no, I'm laughing because you cleared the
question. Because I saw it in his face. He's dying over there.
No, the question is, idiot. Will I edit this out? No, I won't.
Douglas,
I enjoy everyone on the internet. If you don't know what we're laughing at, do not search it. Don't search it.
I don't like these movies anymore. Don't like this podcast. This is my last
one. Wandering to ruin them all. This is wandering to ruin them all over again.
Mr. Lopelo.
I hate him so much.
I'm your friend.
Oh, Achoo!
So you're talking about the bombastic nature.
Yes. I was talking about the lack of bombastic. There's no Shaggy in any of these movies.
There was a guy like hard headbanging in this movie, in a music shop.
Right.
And I'm gonna assume he was headbanging to some Shaggy.
Of course. That's what everyone
even
does.
Though it was clearly not Shaggy. I'm just gonna go there.
Yep, thanks for ruining this podcast. You guys, I hate both of you very much. I enjoy the thrill. I enjoy watching them all together, and that's probably why I've seen them so much, because every time I start watching Blue, which is where I always start, I end up watching all of them, and it is why my parents are less than amused when they see me watching. They've seen, unwillingly, they've seen a lot of these movies, probably more than they'd like to. Because I watch them whenever I feel like watching something that is foreign, but I don't want any action. This is usually the trilogy that I go to. Because other people can watch this around me. It's not like Lars that I have to watch in isolation, because human beings will call the police if they see me watching. I was watching Nymphomania again, and my aunt came and she's like, what in God? She came in at the time where they were like cycling through penises. She's like, what are you watching? Like, I'm watching a movie, and she's like, what movie is this? She's like, it is 5 o'clock in the afternoon, David. You can't. So, and then she saw actors on the screen. She said, I know him. I'm like, yeah, he's in a lot of movies. This, as I said before, this is a movie. But it was long before there was more one sexual. And like,
question.
I don't know.
Since you mentioned it, was it the director's cut you were watching?
I think so. I don't know.
It's like a together version, and I think it's a little longer.
Yeah, like 4 hours or something like that.
Yeah,
that's the one I was watching.
Did you see the separated versions first?
Yeah.
Does the ending get better in the longer version? Because that's what I didn't like about the first one. That's what I didn't like about this. I haven't gone to watch the director's cut yet.
No.
I was with that movie up until the final scene. And then I'm like, But alright, just curious.
Yeah.
Go on.
Lars don't care about you.
I know. But I was just hoping. I totally would have sat through the long director's cut version just to see an ending I would have liked.
Yeah, and so I can't watch that when there's regular people over. And there's times when, there are a lot of times where I don't want to watch any action. I don't want the explosions.
Are you okay?
No, there's times I've seen it too much. And I'm like, I need. And part of the problem too is how XBMC works. how they organize movies. Like, at the top, there is the movies that I like. Every time I start, there's movies that I really want to watch, and then I don't get very far down into the list. And so what I tend to do is, when I go into the movies, I hold down the forward button for a random number of time, and then lift off. And wherever it lands, I'm usually close enough to that I remember, oh, I can watch these movies, and then I just go down. The random thing isn't really helping.
I wish they had a random button.
They do.
They do?
In certain skins, they do.
Okay.
It is a bad idea if you have terrible movies. But it's like they're pinpointing movies that you haven't played. And the ones that you haven't played are usually the bad ones. And so that's mostly what I got. So I took off that button. Because every time I hit it, I'm like, I don't want it. I think Aeon Knox has one...
Yeah, that that's the one that I use. Yeah. Even though it's like totally fucked up now. But yes, so we're talking about French movies.
Right.
And Damien.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that the way I feel about this trilogy is the way that Goldilocks felt about the bears and their things.
I can see that.
Right? so I guess we can start off with the one that I watched most recently, which is Red, right? Mm-hmm. Red is the movie I watched most recently, actually just probably like an hour ago. So, correct me if I'm wrong here. Essentially, yes. This is a film about a young lady and an old man who happenstance or something brings them together and they form this bond, right? And they get pretty close. Seen a movie like that before?
I've seen a lot of movies. Every single one.
Seen a movie. It's called like Someone in Love.
Wow. I mean, I know I like that movie, but I don't try to engage you guys in that movie anymore.
Wow.
Right.
And that's how I feel about this fucking movie. Right. Especially.
She's not a prostitute.
Oh, and that makes it so different.
That makes it whole different.
Yeah, yeah. And that ending, Damien. Anyway, let's stop there.
Right.
And especially because the ending is supposed to bring everything together, let's start from the beginning, right? And the beginning, we actually talked about Blue already, and my opinion still hold. The more I think about it, the more I kind of think it's an okay movie. And I still have the intention, or I hope I have the intention, because honestly, after it, I don't know if I have it in me, to watch that movie again, because I want to like that movie. Again, another Double Life of Veronique. And then you've got the guy in the middle, the sandwich, the filling of the sandwich, the cream of the Oreo, which is Damien.
I had a feeling you
Damien, White is awesome. Okay.
I love Blue Moon.
White is the best Korean French movie ever made. Okay.
Alright. I will accept that. I will accept. Cannot fight.
So White is just this guy. First of all, his name is Carol. Whoa. Mind blown, right? No, it's okay. I'm sorry. I just found it funny because his first name is his last name.
His name is Carol. That is hilarious. I don't care who you are.
I'm also Polish.
I don't care who you are. Oh, I'm sorry. Master of Polish culture.
I learned Polish in about 3 days. Right before we watched White, because someone told me it involved Poland, so I had to brush up on all of my Polish, so that I didn't have to read
on
in some
your Polish.
I polished up my Polish before.
Stop talking here.
Or did he polish up his Polish?
Probably
not. But well, I'm Andrew, that's not supposed to be that funny.
You're both idiots.
But okay, so this movie, honestly, I love this movie. Right, first of all, you've got the bias. I mean, you had the bias in the first movie because I do love Juliette Binoche.
What?
But, I'm sorry, Julie Delpy is on a separate level. Mm-hmm. Even though she plays absolutely no role in this movie. But her role is pivotal, though. It is pivotal. She is murked. The focus of this sort of... And you don't even see it.
Yeah.
Right? So the whole way through, she is the focus, as far as we are concerned, of kind of like regret and yearning and wanting something. So okay, let's actually talk about this movie, because nobody knows who's listening to us who hasn't watched this movie, what the fuck is going on. So in White, Carol, a Polish man, lives in France and has a wife, Julie Delpy. I don't remember her. Is it Josephine? No, I can't remember her character name. But
Dominique,
thank you. So Julie Delpy plays Dominique, which is Carol's wife. Actually, his ex-wife, because she divorces him in the first scene.
In the present.
But
and you got to see the lady from Blue walk into the courtroom. And
yes, I thought so. But okay, that's cool.
Thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of cool.
Is it weird that, like, it felt odd to me that for this trilogy, and I guess because of how the movies felt, that it didn't go the Park Chan-wook revenge trilogy route, where all the movies have absolutely nothing to do with one another, which they technically are in this movie, but they still allude to their own little shared world kind of shit, which I was like, why bother at this point?
Because it's...
I'm all right with the old lady bit, because I thought that was cute as its own nod, but when everyone just appeared, I was like, eh...
And I'm going to get there, right? Because I agree with you. But especially, as you mentioned it, Damien, Juliette Binoche shows up for a half of a millisecond in this movie. But honestly, that's not enough to convince me that this movie has anything to do with the last one, right?
None of them.
And I agree, right? Or that it's even in the same timeline slash universe.
It's just,
right? It's just a nod. Exactly.
It's just
right?
a nod to the other movies.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that, right? Except, as Andrew says, there's an issue we need to address that tries to pretend like that is a thing. Right? But
I just always see that as being like, just funny. Just something funny.
Alright, fine.
Anyway, let's show all of these people are on the same boat.
And so let's leave that alone for a moment, right? But this movie, White, what happens is his wife divorces him, and she divorces him in the worst way possible. She is possibly the most horrible human being in the world, right? Because I don't know how money situation is going between these guys, but first of all, her reasoning for divorcing him is because he's not having sex with her.
That's a pretty good
Which
reason.
Is, all right, fine. Let's give that as a
that
reason,
is a pretty
right?
good reason.
I find it kind of hilarious. And I think that's still a reason you can use in court.
Probably. But what
yeah, because it is.
But like, alright, fine.
It is.
Fine.
As well it should be.
Fine. Let's take that as a reason.
The one part of this.
So she wants to divorce him. Okay. She divorces him. They walk out of the courthouse separately. She walks up to him and says, Here is your shit. And it is all in one suitcase, and she drives away with the car that he drove there in. Somehow she just took it. It appears that she also took his
money.
Well, money of course, but money out of his accounts and his business, his hairdressing business. I don't know if she's also a hairdresser, because we learned that she was a hairdressee at some at some competition, but no, that doesn't exactly
are
exactly. But
I
honestly, Andrew, I'll give
I'm
her.
Sorry, I'm
I'll give.
I think I have two on occasion, like every few months.
But Andrew, let's be fair. I will give her. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. She could also be a hairdresser.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing to say that one whose hair is dressed does not also know how to dress others' hairs. So, all right, let's put that out there. But she essentially, it seems to me,
mm-hmm.
at least definitely based on the way that this movie is kind of clearly biasing itself,
mm-hmm.
stole this guy's just
right.
life and
everything,
right?
Everything.
And he is homeless in France, a country that's not his own.
Cold France.
Cole France, with clearly no friends, because I don't know, maybe she stole them too.
And he doesn't speak very good.
Exactly, he doesn't speak French at all. He maybe knows five words. And
Franks.
Yeah, yeah, he knows, give me my money, right? But okay, that's a setup. And he finds his way, he stumbles his way through to get back home to Poland, which is great, right? And that's a fun story. And then here is where Korea turns on. And you kind of see it, but it's not
you only see
apparent.
It when the movie ends.
Exactly. You realize what's going on when the... No, yeah, you realize what's going on, but in retrospect, you understand.
Yeah.
You see the steps that have been taken, right? So all of a sudden, this guy turns from... changes from this sad,
hapless
guy into this savvy businessman, right? And he builds an empire of wealth. And the switch turns again. So he changes from crazy homeless, I'm down on my luck guy, to I am this businessman, make whole heap of money, into what appears to be a very vengeful man. Right?
A serious man.
That's the name
of this movie.
Or is he single? Well, he's
single, man.
Well, he is single. Too. You know?
That is true. That single man.
The Venn diagram.
Mm-hmm.
He is in that middle portion in the Venn diagram. From there, this movie becomes my favorite movie. But the thing about this movie, and I'm trying not to, because I know I've said a lot about this movie, and so there's not much that you can come into and not know. But I'm going to try and leave the end out. But at least I want to say that there is something about the end that I don't like.
Oh.
And that is the very end. So I love, okay, if we talk about, like, let's say the last 5 minutes. I understand. Mm-hmm. The last 5 minutes of that movie, right?
Yeah.
Let's say the first 75%. If they stopped at that point,
mm-hmm.
I would love it.
Because
then it gives me full on Korea.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see that last portion that asks me to hope for goodness.
Mm-hmm.
To
that
hope.
Doesn't take the Korea.
Yeah. That's where I immediately say, all right, this is bullshit, son. You are supposed to be a Korean.
You have to remember the person that you saw at the start of the movie. This is why they spent most of the movie setting up him as that person and not starting the movie. Like, in a normal Korean kind of movie, from the second he's divorced, you'd have seen that this man is going to ruin her life.
Exactly. And they don't do that.
Right.
It's so... And
that's
just
why
great.
I enjoy the ending. Right? Because you can still see that man inside of him.
Yeah.
You can see the first original man inside of him. That is why.
And I know that this is probably the worst review or conversation about this movie that other people can listen to. But guys, listen. This movie is awesome. As much as I wish that it ended maybe a minute and a half earlier, I'm absolutely fine with this movie.
I edit movies, just like I edit songs.
So this movie is great.
Still baffles me that you edit songs.
Dog, why would you hear the part of the song that you like?
I don't know. I just hear the whole song at that point.
So you are okay with me editing movies, but not songs?
I'm not okay with you editing movies. I don't know where
we're going.
But
it's mine. It is mine to watch. I understand that whoever the artist is made a thing.
Uh-huh.
But if I can make it more enjoyable for myself by editing or part of it, should
it
end up?
It's the same thing that I talk about you so much when it comes to sports. And I say the same exact thing with music when it comes to the way that I talk about sports. And especially, like, we talk about football a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Track, right? I find it difficult to enjoy or watch track or talk about track to begin with, because every end statement starts with, okay, that guy was faster than the other eight guys, right? It feels very difficult to break it down and talk about it. With movies, as you can find, we find it very easy to break it down and talk about it. With music, I think of it almost the same, and it's not that I don't think that people who are able to break it down and talk about it like that don't bring value to it. It's that my brain isn't constructed in a way.
This is going to end in like 3 minutes. I don't
that care I what can mentally break it down and talk about it in that way. So in order, like, music is pass fail. It's I like, I don't like. Right? It's
what if
there's a lot there that you like?
There is
and
a lot
like
of
a little bit
nuance in music, especially. And you know what? Let me tell you something. Hold on. And I fully understand where Damien is coming from because Damien. Damien may say he doesn't like rap music. Damien loves rap music.
No, I do like. I love rap music.
No. Rap music.
I just had to give up.
Exactly. No. Rap music is characterized by a few things. One major thing being crossovers or artists being featured in songs way more than any other genre of music, and that is why Damien is the way he is. Because for instance, and the song that comes to me right as probably an entrant into music. With rap,
right.
or into my own music, because you know you listen to what your parents used to listen to, and that.
And
but when I branched out, rap was my thing, right? Outkast was one of my favorite artists.
Right.
Oh, I love Outkast.
See, exactly, we're all in agreement.
To
oh, me too, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I remember that the first Outkast album that I bought and. Fell in love with Outkast. Before I was like, yeah, Outkast is alright, they're good. When I fell in love, no, it was not the love below.
Of course it wasn't. It was
one of the last albums.
Yeah, it was the last big one. Was Stankonia, which is the one before that, right? And there was a song on that. Call Before You Come. Alright? And that song was great. But there was this one girl that was in there. And if I could take out that verse, it would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand because that is where, that is the world Damien comes from. Damien comes from a world where it's not that he doesn't like this artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's that this artist has decided to team up with these god-awful suckers.
They're trying to ruin my enjoyment.
Exactly. And I understand where he's coming from.
Not to prolong this, I will tell you the song that triggered all of this.
Yeah.
And it is a song that is well known by everybody. When they put out the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Wait, there is no bad song on that. Except,
no, okay.
Yeah, are you talking about the skits? Because the skits can all go to hell.
So, at the
that's
end
for
of...
most rap albums.
Most,
skits
yeah.
Can all
yeah.
Right. So, at the end of the last ones, there's a skit where they're talking about L-O-V.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have a lot of classic skits in that album. Sure.
No. I want to listen to that song like I listen to most songs on repeat. A lot. If every time the song is done, I want to do is hear the song again, but I have to listen to 90 seconds of nonsense.
Yeah.
And then one day I just went, oh wait, no, I don't have to do this. I can chop off this part and then reburn the CD, because you have to reburn CDs then. It was a dark time for everybody. What saved me was that I had an MP3 CD player. I remember,
oh, yeah, I remember
it was
that.
Incredible. And after I did that, I went, wait, if I can do that with this song, then I can make other edits with other songs. And then Audacity came out and ruined my life.
And again, as I predicted, it came from the rap beginnings.
I support your decision.
Oh, you
cutting out skits?
You can't stop me.
But
if I can't
don't
cut
support
skits,
your decision.
Right.
For cutting out
right.
Verses from
listening to Come On and then Big Del from the Natty shows up. Who are you, Big Del from the Natty? I don't want to hear any of that. You're out. Right. Kanye shows up and is singing about something that no one wants to hear about. Hey, Kanye, guess what? You're not in this song anymore. And on and on.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But yes, White.
Yes.
White is fantastic.
What
I
can
White.
Do is that I can edit it for you.
Thank you very much.
You're ruining the director's vision.
Exactly. No, I don't want to hear anything.
I saw his vision.
Let's go back.
Like
let's go back to our movies, and I want to make this circuitous journey back to Red, because we've spoken about Blue. It's all right. Red, fantastic.
God,
White is fantastic. Red.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing about Red. Red, as I said, it,
Red
it really
explains Veronique for me. It is the reason.
There's a point in Red
where she sees her brother in the newspaper, and I didn't understand that it was her brother at the time. I didn't see the picture long enough,
mm-hmm.
but it was clearly like a significant person, and it upset her, or it had an impact on her, and immediately I thought of Double Life of mm-hmm. Veronique, because I was like, I wonder if, did she see herself in the newspaper? And that's why I asked you if you'd watched it, because that's kind of where my mind went to immediately. But anyway, Red, as I said, it immediately reminded me of like Someone in Love, because that relationship was such a focus in this movie, and a lot of this movie was kind of focused on moving that relationship, figuring out why these people click, where they connect on, and how they can kind of add value to each other, essentially. And there are movies that do that well. And for me, I know that, you know, I'm one person and you love it, and a lot of people love these movies. But for me, it didn't work, because I got very bored very quickly.
Okay.
Right? And, you know, people can tell me, you know, but how is that different from your favorite trilogy with Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy? And the answer is, I can't tell you, because, you know, I like what I like, and it's hard for me to. Exactly. But either way,
always agree.
That was, I know, right? That was a big thing for me. For a lot of the movie was those two people together just having a conversation, and it just, I wasn't there. And what really upset me was, again, in the end, and since we've spoken about it before, a lot of the characters from not just this movie, but the other two movies show up, and it upset me, because...
You were already not on board.
I was already not on board, and essentially this ending is asking me to somehow, in my mind, decide that there were actually connecting factors. There were threads connecting mm-hmm. each of these three movies,
mm-hmm.
and somehow they were in the same universe. All three of these people coexisted in the same time, and may have crossed paths.
We could have thought to ourselves without the scene.
And but, right?
because all of these movies occur in normal present day,
yeah.
and most of them surrounding around France. We don't have to have the movie go,
but
it could have been.
No, not only that. I'm fine with you. I'm fine with, let's take out that scene,
yes.
and you saying to me, Douglas, those movies are all in the same time, and didn't you see Juliette Binoche in the scene?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with that. But when you put that scene
right,
in there,
that's what I'm saying.
It's no, but it's not just that it's telling you that it's in the same time. What it's doing to me is it's saying, not only are they in the same time, but this is significant. This is something that I deliberately put in here, because this is meaningful in some sort of way, and fuck that, because it isn't.
Yeah.
And or at least I don't see it, and I don't believe.
So I think I realize the problem that both of you are having. You guys don't want to tie any of the movies that you don't like to bites that you do.
No, which is
maybe not you. Douglas is certainly not on board with that. Douglas doesn't want any hangers on, which is fine. I take all the crossover things
uh-huh.
as just like it's just a thing. I don't think he's trying or made any attempt at any point to let us know as viewers
mm-hmm.
that all of this exists in the same time.
And that's why it upset me when all of a sudden that the
right.
let's consider this
the
third movie
mm-hmm.
of a trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Each of them is probably an hour and a half, so this is
right.
what, like 4.5 hours. At the end of 4 hours and 25
right.
minutes, this man is He's got it in his head. He's like, shit, I am going to make these people like realize how great, how interconnected this
but
shit is. And I'm just like, no.
That is not
no.
how I see it. I don't see it as, know that you've seen all of this. Remember all of these guys. Because remember, you know, you'd have been, if you were watching this in the theaters when they came out, they'd have come out a year apart. Right?
Well, not exactly, because I think the last two came out in the same year.
Right. So, roughly, so there have been
yeah.
time between them.
Yeah.
And then at the very end, it's like, these are all the leading people from all the movies.
And then Fade to Black. Like, there's nothing, there's not, oh,
you need to go back and find all of, oh, I'm so brilliant. Or, he's not, I don't think, I honestly don't think he's trying to, I think it's just a fun, like, it's like essentially a cameo, right? He's like, oh, she's in the courthouse, and then she disappears. And then the final one, like, all of them are on the boat. Why? Because, why not? Then the movie ends. Then the movie ends. Guys, I can't believe you're so stupid for not seeing all these. Because there's nothing there. If you, like, if you try and chase what you think is happening at the end, it leads to nowhere. Because you'll not find any of it. In, like, there's things that connect them because, of course, they're in France, so a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
That is essentially it. Like, you're not going to see any of them anywhere else. It's not that they're peeking. Like, you're going to frame grab some of them sitting down. And, like, there's nothing. He just made three movies. And at the very end, he's like, oh, these are all the people. And, like, the reason I don't like Red is because, well.
Oh, you don't like it at all? Well, no, not at all, but you don't, you don't like it?
Rephrase.
Okay.
Red is the weakest of them. So, if using our grading system, would be a 4, a 4, and a 3. Reason,
wow.
The reason Red, I mean, if I could give Blue a 5, I'd have given it a 5. But I can't. So it's 4, 4, 3. And the reason Red is a 3 is because, unlike the other two, there's no, like, this movie isn't set out with, like, even though the judge is kind of introvert and he kind of doesn't like people, he is not like, there's no anger in him, right? He's not trying to prove anything to anybody, and halfway through the movie he turns himself in, right? All right, he's trying to, they're just focusing on the relationship. No one is trying to hurt anybody or whatnot. So it is a regular, these two people come together and they develop a relationship story. There's nothing else apart from that. That is the entirety of it. But after watching the first two, you expect something more from the last one. There was nothing more.
Yeah,
it was just wrapping up the trilogy. And having watching it over and over, I've grown to appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
That he didn't just try and come up with something else. Maybe he didn't have anything else. And if you use Double Life of Veronique as that indicator, clearly he didn't have anything else. Except to annoy Damien for all of his life. But I enjoy that it is just the one that this is just this relationship. There's nothing else. You're either on board with the relationship or you aren't. And clearly you weren't.
Yeah.
And the end, I can understand. I can see how that would drive you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You motherfucker. How dare you?
You like Damien feels about certain movies.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right, I can understand where you're coming from. But I enjoy White, but it isn't Blue. Blue is, from the moment Blue starts, I am on board because she hates everybody, and no one will leave her alone.
We talk about Gone Girl, and I eventually got David to admit his love, his wish.
You could have asked me that for a long time. I've admitted that many times. I want Alice.
Blue is just another one of the women that he wants, and White doesn't give him that feeling.
That is true.
So Blue
wins by default.
Blue wins by default. Alice, have you watched Alice on McNulty yet?
I am waiting for it.
Okay, cool.
I messed up and watched the first episode of Walking Dead. I was very angry with myself.
Yeah, because that was actually a decent episode.
Yeah.
I was very happy for that.
No, I want to watch.
Yeah.
Because episode 2 is out. I want to watch that. But I
hasn't
know...
the third episode
The third episode yet? Is...
Or is this week?
This week.
Oh, okay.
But I know if I watch 2, then I'm going to watch 3, and then I have to wait a week. And I lose my mind. Can't play those games.
Yeah, I hear you. Anyway, I don't think Andrew's actually talked about
Andrew hates all these movies. This is the reason he doesn't talk about them. No, I'm sorry. He has another podcast that he's going to do with some other guy where they're going to talk about all these movies. So he doesn't really want to waste his review on us too.
That's perfectly the reason, David. You got me. Right.
I knew it, you cheating bastard.
I thought you were going to call me a whore.
Well, I mean, this is a children's program.
So, alright, here, nice thing. I agree, ditto, for the most part. I go more on the Douglas side than the Damien side. I pick white as my favorite, blue follows suit, and red I have trouble with. Right? Like, I don't think I hate it quite as much as Douglas is, but if we're comparing it, like, I'm not as favorable as you. Right?
I've seen it more times than you have. I've grown to, especially in the face of Double Life of Vern, I have grown. Absolutely,
so you're
adore
settling
Red.
At this point. You're settling with Red.
I'm
at this
settling.
Point.
I absolutely adore Red when you compare to the other movie that he made.
He's
ruining my life.
I know, it's just making me want to go into that other movie that you guys have warned me off of for like 4 years.
I bet you he'll come out right? Later. I love that movie. I bet you.
Actually, I barely remember that movie now.
Good.
I wonder if I would watch it, if I could watch it now and have a different take on it.
But here, nice,
I haven't done that, I can tell you. No,
no, okay.
But here, nice, what I want to talk about, what you guys haven't talked about. Mm-hmm. And we talked about a little bit when we talked about blue a while back. And it's the actual colors, right? Discussing the actual use of the colors in the movie. Because with blue, it was very intentional and very special. You had the chandelier, and in scenes you would have some other hues of it coming around. In white, it was very sparse, unless of course we want to be really specific and count snow as him. Like, I didn't want to use that as an indicator, but sure, if you want to. There was a wedding scene, and then of course there was the scene towards the end of the movie where the screen was just covered in white, which of course felt very, very indicative of what he wants to do. And in red, it feels almost like there isn't a moment in this movie where the color red isn't somewhere in a scene.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
And like, that is one of the things that drove me crazy with this with the last movie with red, in that, like,
it felt forced.
It's not that it felt forced, it's that when I see it, like, for the most part, I tend to, I especially for like the first 15 minutes, I was almost earmarking it, where I felt like he was going, this is an important thing, right? Like, when we see the car, and of course, it is an important thing to some effect, but the fact that almost everything in the movie had it, like, after a while, your brain kind of just got a little overpacked with stuff you were trying to keep, and it, like, it didn't quite help. Like, Douglas talked about the movie being boring. To me, what happened is that by the time that we got to the conversations, my brain was so packed with stuff I was trying to keep in, looking for the callbacks, that the conversations just didn't quite catch me. And then I was just lost. Like, it's a movie that I'm willing to look back to and kind of reassess and not think of it in that manner. But being that the movies are called the Three Colors Trilogy and follow these colors, and the movies themselves keep to the use of these colors in some manner or another as they go through, I found, like, white, I feel, was the easiest to understand in the way that he used the colors. Once again, I'm not counting snow, right? I'm letting snow go, right? That's just nature. And nothing felt perfectly indicative when we had, like, ridiculous snow scenes. And I thought of it as almost a weird parallel to see, as you guys talked about the progression of the character in that movie, from beginning to end, of not knowing who he is, from seeing that wedding scene flashback to seeing the white take over the screen during that moment towards the end, which was just a great little use of the color. In blue, we always see the chandelier as a reminder to her of why she is
so blue.
So blue. You happy about that? Right? Red, as I mentioned, confuse me when it comes to the colors. And I'm kind of curious to you guys, because did the colors, like, Damon, you've seen this the most, so I don't know if you've gone past thinking about this or if you've ever considered it. Did the colors actually affect the way that you view the movie itself?
I usually think about the movies, like, the color is indicative of the tone of the movie. So blue is about sadness. Of course, she's miserable the entire time.
White, I always view as the movie that is about being cold, because how she left him was very cold, and then how he dealt with the situation by the end, it is very harsh.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay. And you didn't understand that movie.
At all. Please enlighten me.
Because it is clear to me, he did not mean for that to happen.
Oh, yes, he did. Douglas, why would his friend have called the police?
Didn't call the police on her. When she was talking to his friend, his friend actually said, you need to go to this place to see him again.
Right.
While the police were coming in.
Do you know what that place was? Did you hear what the place was? It was a graveyard.
Graveyard, yeah.
He was on a plane to sing. He was up on a plane.
No,
to
he wasn't.
Yes, he was supposed to be.
Yeah. He was supposedly on a plane to Hong Kong. By the way, we don't know when that plane was, right? It could be that he had two tickets and hers was one of them. You realize that he was still in Poland, right? Yeah. He went to his brother's place and was hiding out there.
I honestly think
because of those last 2 minutes, I think he wanted her to come with him, and he done fucked up, and the police just decided to arrest her.
I don't think so.
I think that's what happened.
I don't think
it's possible. That's a terrific way to view it.
But then,
and that's why I got upset with that movie.
It doesn't form the coldness that I see.
And that's why I got upset with the end of that movie. Wrong.
Actually,
I've seen it more, so I'm right.
I view it in between the two, because oddly enough, I view it as something went wrong, right? Whether it be that he messed up or whatever, and then he decided to stick around because she got caught.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I view it not as coldness, but as happiness, a search for happiness. Even in the dire straits of a situation. Because look at it. This is a guy who we can see is being emasculated every second the movie, every chance the movie has, right? Even when, like, she finds him in the shop, right? And they decide, oh, we're going to have sex anyways.
Which of course he will.
which seemed really strange to me. Like, if we're talking about last week, when we were talking about Underground and movies having tonal weirdness, right? That scene when that happened, I wasn't quite sure what was going on because clearly what they're doing.
You
could stay married. You could get it up and keep it up for her, because that is
what they're doing. They're trying to make her out into this huge villain,
right?
Right, which you know.
But at no point in the movie does he ever truly give up on her. Of his desire for her.
Yeah.
Which is why I view it as like a warm, happy feeling of him looking for happiness. Right? And I don't quite know whether I'm taking the end to be spiteful or hopeful.
No, I take the end to be hopeful, but he did that to her on purpose. And that is how I see it. I understand that there you guys think differently. And that is, I've never even considered any of your two points of view. And red doesn't make any sense.
By the way, was I the only one to think that that big banner and that picture and that marketing plan was the worst ad for a chewing gum brand ever?
It was the 90s. I want you to think
because
back
you
to
realize,
what happened in the 90s.
No, but you realize they had the greatest pictures of her like blowing bubbles, and you know it was all
that
happy
was
and nice, and then instead they chose like her crying because that's what you want
so
from your bubble gum. You want your bubble gum to make you sad
because she's not blowing bubbles anymore. She's crying because she's not blowing bubbles anymore.